We're back. I like this hook. You got a book you want to tell us about? Well, let's talk. There's no other place to do it. Only on Cast the Craze. Cast the Craze. Welcome to Cast the Craze podcast audio mix. I am your host with the boat, Sam the Crazy Man Burr, and I am with
George Medina.
Medina. What's up? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, yeah, Happy New Year.
Have a happy New Year.
What up?
So, this is not a show, but it's going to be a countdown show, a top 10 show, because we won't have any guests on New Year's week. We're taking that time off. George is going to do his thing. I'm going to do my thing. But we want to highlight the top 10 best segments from 2019.
What do you think? Moving into 2020. Next year is going to be good, man. Next year, we sat down. We had a nice little production meeting, and we're going to talk. We talked about the things that we're bringing for next year, and it's going to be great. And you guys are going to have a good time next year with us, and I can't wait,
man. You heard that? Good times anytime you need a payment. Good times anytime you need a friend.
Pre-record some of these things and just play them.
I know, I should, right? I know. Before we do that, what are you most proud of in 2019?
The most proud. Well, yeah, there are a few things that I'm proud of in 2019, but I think that as far as in the industry with this, I think that and that, you know, I haven't announced it, but Dark Fire Press picked up Wonder Duck, and they're going to be they're going to be publishing it. I signed a deal with them where I am publishing with them specifically. Thank you very much. So
he's like, slow down.
They're publishing. They're gonna be publishing it for me. So that was great. J.M. DeSantis is the president of the company. He's an amazing dude. He was actually on the show.
He was.
He was our first one of our first guests on the show.
Yeah.
So signed up with that. I'm happy about that.
That's pretty dope.
The show, this show coming back and doing this. This has been the last. What are we doing this for? 3 months? Four months? It's been amazing.
Trace.
And so I'm proud of that. And I can't wait to see what happens in 2020, bro. It's gonna be huge. What are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of the comeback. Mm-hmm. I think I've been debating for years what to do, and when we met and had the conversation, I don't know if you noticed the gleam in my eye, the glimmer. Because, you know, the eye of the tiger. I was like, did you look into my eyes?
Yeah. Stay away from your eyes. It's like that skin. What was that skin? Did you look in your eyes? Did you look in his eyes?
Did you look in his eyes? Yeah, I know, right?
I try not to. So go ahead. Yeah, the glimmer in your eye.
Yeah, so I just had the bug. And I said, all right, let's do it. You know, it was like when you get on that cliff and you have to do that that high dive, right? Jump. And it's like jump, right? So... Yep. I've been excited. I'm very impressed with myself, with the amount of information I was able to retain and learn, the amount of studying I had to do.
Oh, for this.
To get back in the game.
Part of it, yeah.
Yes, because I get frustrated easy.
That's changed, bro. Yeah. That's changed.
Everything changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think I'm most proud of the getting back in the game, and I'm really proud of the direction that we're going. And I'm also proud of the work that's happening on Forbidden, which is the trade paperback that you'll see next year. You know, I just got 10 more of from the final chapter pages.
Nice. Yeah, you gotta send me those. Yeah,
crazy. And then I'm looking forward to the growth of Cast the Craze, our transition into Twitch, our transition into the Instagram TV. and just some of the crazy stuff that we're working on right now.
I mean, this year's shows, obviously, it's been a work in progress. We've learned things, you know, things that work, things that don't work,
yes.
How to improve it, how to make it better. And every week, yes. You know, we're trying to change it and make it better. And, you know, without actually changing too much, like keep the stuff that works, take out the stuff that doesn't work. I think, and I appreciate and I thank all the guests that have come on the show that have taken the time to talk about their projects and done what, you know, told us everything about themselves. I thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on the show, spending that time with us. They have been great. And I think that's going to be a staple of the show.
Yes.
I think that's not going to change. We're going to add more, you know, obviously more people. And if you guys are interested, this is the time, 2020, contact us. We'll get you on the show.
Word.
But then we have other segments, things that are coming on the show, you know, different things that we're planning every week for you guys, contests that we're going to have, giveaways, things like that, appearances at conventions that we're talking about.
Yes.
So it's going to be a pretty, pretty huge deal next year.
Yeah,
so.
Next year's going to be off the chain. And I think it's going, you know, we just plotted out 2020 as far as a show map, a roadmap. So we know what that looks like every month. It's themed out. We're working on look in 2020 for the true Craze, Catch the Craze apparel that we'll be designing together. There's a lot of things that we're going to be working on down the pike that I think you guys are going to be most excited for. We're going to do some appearances at schools, conventions, a lot of things. And we're going to be hosting roundtable discussions out in the field, which is going to be great. We have an entire month where we're just going to highlight writers. So if all you writers out there, you want to get down with the get down.
Right.
This is the show to be on.
That's right.
So I'm really excited to what's going to happen
in
2020. Mm-hmm. And I think we've had some really funny segments on Catch the Craze.
Yeah, we've had some good times.
Yeah, trying to get George to say, George the Dream of Medina is the hardest
thing. Is that
what
you've been trying to say? I didn't even know that's what you were trying to do.
It's like
planting seeds. You never told me.
I'm planting seeds. See, I'm like, I'm glad, the crazy man. Remember,
I'm glad we did this. I'm glad we did. I had no idea. You should have told me. But now we're doing meetings. Now we're having constructive meetings about things that are happening on the show. Dude, let's do it. But this is great because this is just for you guys to know that we're not stopping.
Nope.
You know, you don't see a show on the 3rd of January like, oh, that's it.
No.
Typical independents. They start something, never finish it. That's not the case. We're getting ready.
Yes.
We're getting ready. So 2020 is going to be big, huge. We're going to have fun. The apparel, I can't wait to see when that comes out.
Yes.
Have all that stuff set.
So we're really going to go like real legit, and right now we're in the brainstorming phase on what we want for the apparel. We're going to start with hats and tops for spring 2020. But I really want it to be like FRESH, 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 fresh. We want the hottest look on what's going on. But that in itself, and then, you know, we'll hit the road and hopefully get to meet with you guys in the field. Yeah. But I want to thank all of you. I want to thank Ani Balaroyo. He hit us up with several good guests on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and Aniba's always, he's always watching the show and he's always, you know, and it's constructive criticism.
Yes.
He always tells me, George, you know what you guys should do? So he's almost like a behind the scenes guy.
It's like an agent.
Yeah, he is. He really is. He's you know, he's full of ideas. Mm-hmm. And because the thing I like about him is that he's looking at it from that perspective, from the guy behind the screen.
From a critical eye.
Entertain me.
Yeah.
Make me laugh. Make me watch you. Make me, you know, keep my, because in the age of ADD, bro, like in the age of like things don't really hold your attention too much.
Yeah.
You have to fight to grab that attention.
Yeah.
We have to, spoiler alert, the opening for next year.
It's off the chain.
It's different. You know what I mean?
Very different.
Talk about ADD. It's right in your face. So
in your face.
Those are the kind of things that Aniba's like, dude, you guys should do this. And I appreciate that. And we thank him very much for all the, and everybody, Jerry Winsborough. He's been great. Very supportive. Big fan of the show. Thank you very much, Jerry. Appreciate it. And everybody, like I said, everybody who was on the show.
Thank you for everybody who's come on the show. And thank you for everybody who's started following on Twitter, because my Twitter account is blowing up. So I really appreciate Everybody.
Give them the Twitter account.
Yeah, my Twitter account is Crazy Comics. So, but the title is Catch the Craze, but if you find me as Crazy Comics, but when you look at it, it says Catch the Craze. When I look at, what is it? Followers. Creative Mark, MG. Thank you for following me. Most recently, T. Allen Horn. Thank you. Daniel Carhenan. I'm horrible with names.
Yeah, he's probably butchering your names.
I'm butchering them.
He means well.
Bollinger. Mark Bentz. P.M. Marston. Mm-hmm. Yuki.
All right.
Michelle Sagan. Mary Frost. Virtual Post. Outdoor Valet. Wale. I mean, there's so many. I can't. Chris McLaughlin.
There you go.
John B. There you go. What can it be like? Eric John B. John B. B. Dave U. Right?
Yeah, so follow us on Crazy Comics on Twitter.
Yes.
Catch the Craze on Instagram.
Catch the Craze on YouTube.
That's right. Catch the Craze 1 on YouTube.
No, is it you can actually just
catch the Craze. Catch the Craze?
Yes. Catch the Craze.
Even easier.
Yes.
Catch the Craze on YouTube. You can follow me on Medina Whip.
Yep.
Work in progress.
Whip
not,
it.
Not we as poor.
We as Pope.
Yes. Follow us there. You're gonna have the website up? Are you doing that or what do you think?
The website, I think that's summer.
All right. There you go.
Yes. I think, you know, once we secure the apparel and the product and all that stuff, I think the website will come next.
All right.
On Facebook, it's Catch the Craze Podcast.
Catch the Craze Podcast.
I also post the videos on Pinterest.
Oh, there you go.
For people who use Pinterest.
Yeah, everywhere, dude. But you got like TikTok now is coming up. There's so many.
I can't keep up.
And if you're just listening to the audio version of the podcast, you can go to any one of the podcast, wherever you get the podcast, really, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
You got Spotify, you know, iTunes, you got
iHeartRadio, Pandora, Apple Podcasts,
there you go.
I mean, Podbean, TuneIn Radio, we're everywhere. The only one that we're not on just yet is Twitch, and we'll be on it this coming 2020. Right. That's gonna be hot.
There you go.
And that, you know, so I'm very appreciative of those who followed. I'm looking forward to growing our subscribership. We increased our YouTube following base up to, you know, by four. We added four more followers on Instagram. I mean, on YouTube. Instagram is blowing up, so thank you all so much.
So subscribe to the channel. You can also visit my website at MedinaWhip.com. Medina, WIP.
Whip it good.
.com. So check that out. And yeah, man, listen, new year.
Yes.
You know?
New year, new craze. Because we're the Get Fresh crew. And so we're going to leave you with this. Oh, wait. Before we even go, what's your union's resolution, bruh?
Health. Health, man. Got to change the diet, dude. I'm getting older and it's things are changing. Not to get personal, but health. Got to eat good. What about yours?
Same thing. I've been slow. I've given up beef.
Really?
Yeah.
Done,
son.
See, that's Charles. Charles, thank you, Charles. Thank you very much.
It started with pork. I gave up pork a long time ago. Wow. Then bacon. Beef. Slowly weeding out chicken. Right now I'm on fish. So I chicken once in a while. And my dinners have just been a big giant bowl of just mixed greens with lemon juice, to go to sleep with nothing heavy in my belly. Okay. And I have my health drinks that you guys know, this is all wheatgrass and arugula and that all that crazy stuff. So yeah. I think it's health for me. And the future success of Catch the Craze.
There you go.
That's it. And so we're going to leave you with our top 10, I think for us, the funniest, some of the best segments from 2019. We hope you enjoy it as well. So here comes our countdown. Catch the Craze. We out.
Peace.
And I'll leave you with this commercial. Countdown, right? If you want some.
10.
How do I overcome writer's block? Jeez, man. I try to, like, let's say if I'm writing a story,
right,
and I get stuck on something on that story, I try to go out and maybe write something else, you know, do something completely different from what I'm currently writing and try to get those, you know, juices flowing again so that I can say, oh, wow, you know what? Boom, I can go back to this one. So I try to have a couple of things going at once, and when I get stuck there, boom, go over here, or maybe go watch something, read something, you know, get some kind of inspiration. Some other way.
Number 9.
You know, I think over the years I've adapted to the idea of being rejected, because it started when I was about 5 years old.
This kid is on a couch right now.
I was like 5 years old. Her name was Sonia. And I was in love with Sonia. And I remember getting a lollipop, and I went up to her window and I said, hello, Sonia, will you be my girlfriend? And then my friend Boris came with this big giant lollipop, and he's like, will you be my girlfriend? And she took the bigger lollipop. Ain't that something?
Hey, listen, listen, look here, man. Can't be coming over with no little lollipops and expect to get Sonia.
Oh my God.
Sonia wanted the big lollipop.
It ruined my life. It ruined my, but when I got into writing and illustrating, I remember when I would send my submissions to, traditional publishers, not comic books, but like children's book publishers. I mean, I have about maybe 48 rejection letters. I remember the first time it came in the mail, I was like, I'm excited. I opened it up. It's like, thank you, but no thank you, right? And then I'm like, and so I put them all in a binder. I got them somewhere packed.
Number 8.
I mean, I think it does to a certain extent to me. I think that you're right. Like when you're a kid, When you're a babe, like when you're a little toddler, you know, you just know that you're just going to get up and you're going to walk. And if you fall, you fall. But you don't have the fear of doing anything until something bad happens to you. I think that that's part of it. I think that you don't have fear in you until you actually fail. And then, but then I think it becomes a thing of like, okay, am I going to now overcome this fear, or am I going to succumb to this fear? I don't know that, because you said something that was very interesting. You said, mommy, can I, right? Like, right. Mommy, can I, you know, is it okay if I, and your mom may say, go. But if you get hurt, that's up to you how you're going to react to that failure. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think
so. Number 7.
What I normally do is I start off the night drinking and eating. And then the last 2 hours, it's water and coffee. Because I have to drive.
Sober up.
Yeah, sober up.
Got to sober up for that.
Yeah, so I don't go crazy with the drink, like to get drunk. Like it'll take me a glass of wine. If I'm having wine, it'll take me for one glass about half hour to drink it. People get annoyed because, you know, you sip and you talk. You know, most of the time I'm really there for the conversation, not really for the...
So who does most of the talking?
You acting up. He's acting up. You don't think I peep that?
I'm like, wait a minute. He's sipping on the. He's like, come on, drink up. He's like, nah, dude, I got a lot to say.
Say what you need to say. This guy's acting up.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, you thought I was going to catch that one. Sneaky. I'm sober. I'm drinking seltzer water today.
Oh, damn.
Catch the craze. Catch the craze.
Seltzer water. Anyway, so today on the show.
Number 6.
How can smart people sabotage and lose it all,
right?
Which is crazy, because you got to think about it. The guy, I forgot who the guy was, but he was a millionaire. He had money, invested in this, brought in the best talent from all the other companies, attracted them, built that studio, right? And I mean, it was impressive when you went to the shows.
Yeah.
Big setups, elaborate.
Right.
So how can someone who's made that much money throw it all away and not see?
But I again, that's the thing. I think because he was, and I think that this happens, he was a businessman and he knew how to work in the world of business, but couldn't translate that to the world of comics.
Right.
And I think those are two separate beasts. Like if you look at a person who's a comic book head, like you know, a fanboy.
Right.
They will spend a lot of money on stuff that they like. Not the stuff that you are throwing in their face. A lot of those people are very, and a lot of us, we are very, what's the word? We know what we like.
Yes.
You're not just going to sell us with the cute stuff, with the fancy stuff. If we like something, we're gonna support it.
Number 5.
Sam, you're not paying attention.
I think that's what it is.
Was it?
Growth, yeah.
Growth. Are you ready to grow?
Right.
Oh, no.
Are you ready to grow, Sam?
Oh, I'm ready.
You're ready to grow?
Yes. Let the others call me Eddie, but for you, a special ed because I said so, spaghetti. How we do, right?
So when you say you're ready for growth, what do you mean? What
is growth? I think it's been a minute. We've been working really hard. I think I'm ready. No, I know I'm ready. There's no thinking because thinking is that 50-50. Yeah. I know that at this point in time, 2020 is the breakout year for Catch the Craze. 2020 is the breakout year for some licensing. On our intellectual properties. I think 2020 is the year where we get it right, right? And you're going to say my name, right? George gets embarrassed.
It's funny how your mind works. Like, explain this to me. So how does this work?
Uh-huh.
So you get a word in your head,
uh-huh.
And then the other side of the brain just relates it to like a song. And
it's
then
just like,
bam.
Boom, shake the room, tick, 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 boom.
Like that.
Yes. Okay. I did that. Nice.
And it could be hip hop, it could be show tunes, it could be anything.
Wow.
Number 4.
That great writer's
block. WebMD, okay.
Oh, yes, right?
What are some of the symptoms?
Doctor, feel good.
What are you drinking?
This is my veggie juice. It's wheatgrass, it's arugula, it's turmeric. Cinnamon, what is it? Apple cider vinegar.
Jesus, dude.
Let's see, what else?
Is that supposed to cleanse you?
It's, no, but it has 3 scoops of protein powder, 20 grams each scoop, so about 60 grams of protein.
After the show, you're going to be busy.
1 spoon of peanut butter, some carrots, mango, and half a banana.
Sorry I asked.
Jesus Christ. With cactus water.
Oh, my God. Holy cow.
I don't like anything heavy in my belly.
Number 3.
Yeah, so, you know, we're coming to a close of 2019. Yep. 2019 was the rebirth of Catch the Craze. 2019 saw the reuniting of New Edition.
So who are you now? This was New Edition.
I'm Ralph Tresvant.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now, I figured you'd say Bobby or something.
Candy girl.
Okay. Carry on. Carry on.
You know, I'm Bobby when I have to be. I think I'm a mixer of all of them. But anyway, hey, I got the what do I got? What kind of hat I got? I got Yankee. I got the red hat. You got the blue hat.
Oh, nice. See that?
See that?
We're like coordinating.
Yes. Coordinate. So yeah. So the bringing together of Twin Peaks and and 2020. There's a lot of conventions coming down the pike. So
number 2.
So you know the whole time like how am I gonna get out of this? I was like, yeah, I'm plotting.
This is what you were thinking?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There's no way, because something's going to happen. I'll take the bullet. These guys will dip on me.
Oh,
I was like,
Jesus.
You know, because George is not a good spotter. He already proved that he didn't know what was
going on. I wasn't watching
your
back. I wasn't watching his back.
Yeah, so you know what's going to happen. And I'm the tall one. They're going to take out the big guy first. Right? So I'm like, no. So as we're getting closer and everyone's getting ready to board the train, the trolley, whatever it is, I was like, oh, my stomach. I was like, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, that was pretty unbelievable.
Yes, it was awesome.
That was pretty unbelievable.
Like, I was like, no, I can't, I'm not going to make it, guys. So they all go by themselves. I go up to the hotel, and I'm sitting there. What was it, Smash Burgers? What was the burgers that we went and bought?
Maybe In-N-Out. I don't think Smash Burgers.
Yeah, In-N-Out Burgers, whatever. And I took it to my room, and I was chilling. And the whole time, I was like, these guys are never coming back home.
Number 1.
that you are savvy in the ways of the infinite force and have read this article, they'll acquiesce to your request and remove the one single page.
Acquiesce.
Stop acting up.
Dude, what are you talking about? You said acquiesce. I'm saying acquiesce.
No, I was talking about my friend Acquiesce. I met him the other day. Yes, what's up, Acquiesce?
Wow, yeah.
Acquiesce.
Sorry, my bad.
That was a good call.
My bad.
Yes, yeah, damn illiterate.
What up, AQ?
Yes, I know.
Anyway, go ahead, carry on.
That's going to go down. That's going to get blown up. That's messed up. Josh blew me up.
Terry. Right? Yeah. No, you blew yourself up by reading this thing out loud. You should have just...
Yeah, I know, right?
You should have whispered that word.
I was like, hey, shoot!
Anyway, go on.
So
carry on.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Anyway, go.
It's like when I read on a menu back when I was about 18 years old. See, this is a story. You got me a story.
I haven't heard a story in a while. I was on a date.
This is a true story. Please.
You were on a date.
Yes, I know. It was, and I'm reading the menu. And now, mind you, I'm from Hollis, Queens. So give me a break, right? Hey, give a brother a break. The only thing I saw was Big Macs and Whoppers. So we're at a restaurant, and I'm reading the restaurant.
What kind of food?
We were at a...
French, Italian, what?
It was Mexican restaurant.
Oh, man. And you're Spanish, though.
Yes. Oh. See, Jared knows acquiesce,
man.
Right? And I'm Spanish, right? So, no, but on the menu, it said, I read it verbatim as it spelled out.
Okay.
Horse divorce. So I'm like, I go to my wife. I was like, honey, what's horse divorce?
Oh, that was your
And
wife.
She's like, oh, you're so cute. That's hors d'oeuvres, honey. I was like, oh, damn.
And that's French.
That was like our third date or whatever. I was like, I'm surprised she stood, you know.
Horse divorce.
What's horse divorce? And then she's like, that's hors d'oeuvres. I was like, oh, man.
Well, listen, at least she didn't ask for it.
It was embarrassing. And the waitress is standing right there.
Okay, what date? What date was this? Date one, two,
three.
Yes, wow.
So
she was into you, bro.
So my problem.
She was into
yes. Yeah. Well, I'm a stud.
Because right? she was letting that go. She's like, oh,
I'd be into
he's
me too.
So pretty.
Yeah, you see the guns? Yeah, no these doubt. Guns. These pythons? Right?
It's just easy kids. It's not. Crazy. No. Christmas.
I'm so crazy. You so crazy. Acquiesce. No, I was talking about my friend Acquiesce. I met him.
Say my name,
right?
This is what you were thinking? Oh,
he described me. He said, I'm the...
You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze. On Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.
Candy girl.